Blog Talk Radio.
Here we are live in Round Rock, Texas, actually in the city limits of Austin, with the kickoff getting ready to happen with the New England Intensity kicking off to the Seattle Majestics. And she approaches the kick, and the kick is off, and it's going to be picked up at the
20-yard line by Adrian Wilson of Seattle. She runs across the field, not going upfield very much, and is tackled about the 12-yard line.
Thank you, Julie. You have Julie and John Shockley here doing the broadcast. The weather is cooperating for these two teams from the east and the west that are not used to the heat. It's a mild morning here in Austin.
The ball will actually be placed on the 14-yard line, so it's Seattle first down, first and 10 at the 14. Surprising overcast day here in Round Rock, Texas. The players, as John said, are really lucky that it doesn't seem to be too hot out there, and we're getting the game going now.
Seattle's under center. The ball is snapped and handed off to... I can't see the number. There we go. Number 19 from Seattle.
Jackie McCall.
Jackie McCall gains 4 yards on that play. So it'll be second and 6. As both teams are out on the field, as Julie said, it's overcast here in Texas, which is completely different than last year's game, and the weather that's been here all week, where it's been very hot. So people in Texas are very happy to have this cool weather. Again, Seattle is lining up under center, two backs in the backfield, two out left to the receivers to right, and it's another handoff up the middle. Close to a first down. Let's see if they're going to mark it as a first down.
Yeah, they definitely got a first down on that one. That was a gain of 6 or 7 yards, so it'll be Seattle with the ball first and 10 at the 25-yard line.
And that was number 82, Jasmine
Areola.
Carrying the ball. Seattle shuttles in and out its plays right now. Number 2 coming off the field from their coaches. Center is approaching the ball. This time Seattle has 2 receivers out to the right, 2 in the backfield and under center. As a handoff to number 19, coming across, and she gains 4 yards.
Looks like Seattle so far in this game is pretty happy with just trying to run the ball up the middle a little bit. I don't know how they scouted New England, if they saw something up the middle that they thought they could open a hole and run through, but their first couple of plays in the game have all been runs up the middle or just off center.
Both teams were at the press conference yesterday. They were very worried about the heat, so I'm sure both head coaches are very relieved to have mild weather here in Austin. Seattle coming up to the ball again. This time they're going to have a receiver split on either side, 2 in the backfield. In motion is Wilson. She gets a handoff, and she goes around the right side, cuts up at the 30, and goes out at the 38.
Another first down for Seattle. Adrian Wilson dancing along the sideline a little bit before she gets pushed out, and they're moving the ball up the field.
So as Julie said, Seattle's running game is what's dominating at the moment. They haven't even attempted one pass yet. So they definitely saw something on film that they felt that they can run against this New England defense. as we wait for the play to get started here, looking down at the field, both rosters are relatively small. Again, here we up to center, two in the backfield, two split out left, and it's another handoff. Up off the left side, a little run for a couple yards there. Looks like number 28 ran the ball there, and that's Galena Furchreiter for Seattle.
As John said, there was a press conference yesterday with both teams, and we got some keys to the game from both the coaches, owners, and players on each team, and throughout the broadcast, we'll be discussing what the players and the coaches and everybody had to say about the game, how they felt about the weather, the game, just being in the championship in general. So we'll get to that in a little bit.
Seattle's coming up to the ball. Break the huddle. They got two out left again. This time they have three in the backfield and are in a shotgun. Snap and a handoff to number 28, Furchreiter. And she gains a couple yards there. So it'll be third and five. No, third and three, Julie?
Third and three. The ball right now is on the 45-yard line.
So we have 10:28 left in the first quarter. It looks like they're on a little delay getting the play in on Seattle. Now they're bringing it in. Number two is bringing in the play. And that's Crystal Brown. Okay, they break the huddle and they're coming up. And this time they're back under center with two receivers out to the right. And it's a pitch back to number 19, who is stopped in the backfield for no gain.
It's actually a loss of a couple yards on that play. New England read that one very well on the pitch. They got in the backfield before she had even a chance to turn upfield. It'll be fourth down on the 41-yard line. Looks like Seattle may be bringing in their kicking team here.
Yeah, we have number 24 from New England going back to receive the kick. And that is Trisha Donovan. So she's standing at her own 25-yard line, waiting for the kick. And it does look like Seattle is going to punt the ball. Snap is good. Kick is off. Donovan takes it at the 35. She's now at the
39-yard line.
So New England's offense will take the field for their first opportunity. So although Seattle was progressing nicely up the field, they stalled a little bit at the end there. They won too many run plays.
Yeah, they didn't quite do it on the last couple of runs there. They didn't get to midfield. They were moving the ball a little bit at a time, but definitely got stalled and had to kick it away.
There we go, New England offense. We got 8:53 left in the first quarter. Their offense is coming up. The ball looks like they have two split out to the left, one to the right, in an I formation. We have motion and a handoff right up the middle for no gain. And, in fact, it's going to be tackled. No. Let's see where they mark the ball. Looks like they just gave her forward progress of no gain.
That ball was run by number 17, Lisa Vincent. She looks pretty small out there, but she definitely had some speed. She tried to go up the middle on that one. Seattle's D-line closed in on her real quick, and, yeah, that ball was ran for no gain. The second and 10 from the 39-yard line.
New England up again. At this time, they have receivers split right and left, still in an I formation, hand off to the fullback, and she gets nothing. Again, is stopped at the line of scrimmage. This was the time it was number 17 running. Same
Lisa Vincent,
and she's going nowhere. So Seattle's having nothing with the running game here from New England. The only run we've seen so far to the outside was when Wilson took that handoff when she went in motion. Everybody else is trying to run it right up the middle, Julie.
Yeah, it looks like both teams might have scouted and seen there might be some holes in the D-line on both teams. However, it looks like Seattle's closing it in pretty quick. They actually gave Lisa Vincent 1 yard on that last play, so it's 3rd and 9 right now.
New England comes up to the ball, still in high formation, 2 to the right, 1 to the left. And another handoff, and she runs into her player backfield, but she breaks out to the left side and gains 3 yards on that play. Well, they may spot her with 4.
That ball was given once again to Lisa Vincent, so it looks like even though she's a little player, she's a powerful player, and they definitely rely on a lot on her to run the ball. So there was nothing up the middle, so she bounced it to the outside and got a couple yards, but it's 4th and 5 right now, and it looks like New England's going to go ahead and kick the ball away.
Okay, we have 7:10 left in the first quarter, and New England is setting up to punt the ball away. Who do we have back there, Julie, for Seattle to receive? And the snap is off. The kick is good. It looks like a short kick taken at the 30-yard line. So the 35, that was number 80, Camille Head, with the punt return. She ends up on the 37. So Seattle starts again in their own territory on that change of possession.
7 minutes left in the first quarter. Seattle is moving the ball from left to right, just in case any of you listeners are visual, left to right. New England obviously is going from right to left in the first quarter.
Seattle is wearing their white pants, white jerseys, and New England is in all blue with their white helmets. And Seattle has black helmets. We have a break in the action here. They're making sure that they get both teams hydrated, so they're having water breaks during the game, during moments in it, and the officials are out there drinking as well. Even though it may be overcast here, they're still concerned about making sure that the athletes stay hydrated. So both teams have the opportunity right now to hydrate.
As we said before, we had a press conference yesterday, and both coaches were asked about keys of the game. Coach Mike Talley, from Seattle, stated that his team is very excited to be in the championship game. Their key to the game is ball control. That's the key to their success. When asked about the heat, he said you can't really prepare for the heat in Seattle. Most of the time this year, the weather in Seattle has been very cold, even colder than normal, a lot of rain. So you can't really prepare for the heat, but they're going to do the best they can. And then for the New England side, head coach Jason Fernall. We'll be back to that in a minute. We're starting to play again.
Seattle's under center, 2 in the backfield, 2 split out to the left, and another handoff, a run off to the right. It looks like number 19 carrying the ball for some positive yardage. Looks like she got 5 yards there on that run. So it'll be 2nd and 5.
So head coach for New England, Jason Fernald, stated that, yes, the heat is it's horrendous heat, but they've also had that heat back in New England, oddly enough, this year. And that his team, he joked, was outside gardening and pads to prepare. They've had some good practices. They've had good attendance at practice, which is definitely key to work on this game. And they're glad to play in the early game. Hopefully the heat will stay down. Like we said, right now it's unusually cooler here today, so they're pretty glad about that.
Seattle breaks on the huddle and is coming up to the line. 2 split out to the right, 2 in the backfield. Under center, we have motion. Wilson, she takes the handoff, looks up the middle, finds a gap, and gains a couple yards on that play. So it looks like Seattle's going to have 3rd and 2.
It looked like that play was designed to cut it up the middle, but to be honest, there was absolutely nobody on the entire left side of the field, and If Adrienne Wilson would have taken a look out there, she could have taken that ball to the outside. She's definitely used to running sweeps. She could have taken that ball to the outside, and I think she'd still be running. There was absolutely nobody on the outside.
It's interesting that both teams are just focusing on trying to run the ball up the middle. Nobody's trying to widen the field. So we'll see what happens here. And we've yet to see a pass attempted in this game, the North American Tier 2 Championship of the IWFL. Seattle's coming up to the ball. Looks like they're going to be in a shotgun with 2 split out to the left. Ball snapped, and we have another handoff. No, it's a keeper. And it was Wilson who took the ball, and she's running out wide left, and she's in open field. She's at the 20, the 10. She's going to score the first touchdown of the game with 4:52 left in the first quarter. And it was not Wilson. Yes, it was Wilson.
Seattle had Wilson back in the shotgun. I don't know if New England realized that Adrian Wilson was back there at the quarterback position, but she took the direct snap, faked the handoff, and took it to the outside. Like I said, New England had nobody on the outside on that last play. Seattle's coaches must have seen that. Adrian Wilson took it to the outside and took it all the way to the end zone.
That was a nice run. Wilson got out there in space and just stayed near the sideline and took it all the way into the end zone. So here we are, Seattle 6-0. And we're going to look and see what Seattle's going to do on this. They may be trying. You think they're going to go for two here?
Nope, they're lining up to kick.
They're going to kick. Number 19 is their kicker.
Jackie McCall.
Snap is good, down and up, and the extra point is good. So with 4:52 left in the first quarter, Seattle 7. New England, 0. Still nothing in the air yet, but we saw some action there with a nice run by Wilson.
So not only did the press conference talk to the coaches yesterday, but several players were also asked some questions. Number 2 from Seattle, Crystal Brown, who is a wide receiver, corner, and kicker, stated that the heat was a bit of a shock when they got here. They've gone up against some insurmountable odds, according to her, this season. They're really happy to be in the championship game. Being in good shape is the key. When, once it gets to the second half, into the fourth quarter, the team that's in better shape, she thinks, will have a better chance of pulling it out in this game. Mental shape, above all, is key in that even if you're in the best physical shape, if your head gets to you, then you're going to be in some trouble. So she said mental shape is definitely the key to this game. Her team all have one mission, and pulling out all the stops as a team is going to be what wins it for Seattle today.
Okay, Seattle's ready to kick off the ball. We have two people back for New England. I can't see the numbers. And the kick is off to the left side, and it went out of bounds at the 41. So we'll see if New England decides to take the ball or have them re-kick. It actually looks like they're going to take the ball at the 41, 42. They're spotting it. So that's pretty good field position on a very poor kick off.
I'm not sure if Seattle was going for an onside kick there. It looked like they were actually trying an onside kick maybe to catch New England off guard. But unfortunately, the ball took a very hard curve and bounced out of bounds very quickly. So there was no chance of anybody to recover that ball.
New England break the huddle. Coming up to the line of scrimmage, they're going to have two wide out to the left and two to the right with a single back in the backfield in a shotgun formation. And they have motion, a handoff to number 24. She's running out to the right. Looks like she's going to gain maybe a yard on that play. Just didn't develop very quickly.
Yeah, it looks like she had the blockers, like you said, John. She had two receivers out to that side. She was in motion, so had a little bit of speed going in to get in the ball. But Seattle's defense closed quickly, and there was really nowhere for her to go on that play.
Looks like she was kind of hesitating to hit the hole there a little bit, Julie.
Yeah, I think she was hesitating, looking for a hole. I didn't really see one open up for her on that play.
Both teams still sticking with the run, so let's see what New England does this time. They're coming back with the same formation, shotgun, two left and two out to the right, single back. Snap, a little low, but looks like we're going to have our first pass of the game, and it's thrown a little bit wide of the receiver, number 81. So that was our first pass attempt. The quarterback, number 10, on New England, indicates to her receiver by patting herself on the chest. Rebecca Lopez was the quarterback. That was her fault because she had her receiver out open in the flat out there. So we have third and 10 with the ball on the New England 43. New England's coming up to the ball this time. Let's see what formation they're going to have. It looks like we have a timeout, New England. We have a little break in the action here. As Julie said yesterday, it was quite nice. The press conference that was put out there for both the Tier 1 and the Tier 2 championship. Coaches and team owners and players all got a chance to speak and let everyone know what it's like to be out here playing for a championship in the IWFL. We'll remind everybody that the IWFL Tier 1 championship game is going to be broadcast on the internet at www.foxsportssouthwest.com. So look for that later this evening. Currently we have we're watching the New England Intensity versus Seattle Majestics in the Tier 2 championship here in Round Rock. We have 3:57 left in the first quarter. Majestics up 7-0.
New England ball still, third down, third and 9. New England's lining up. Looks like with the formation they've used the last couple of plays, they have two receivers on each side and quarterback and shotgun with one back. Looks like they're throwing the ball again.
She's got a receiver open up the middle, number 24, complete for a first down. Takes it all the way to Seattle's 43, and we have a flag on the play. So that was a nice pass and completion.
I'm guessing there'll be a face mask on that play. The way the player number 24 went down, it looked like she got her head yanked a little bit. Oh, they're called the horse collar there, so that'll be an additional 15 yards, I believe, down the field.
And the ball was actually caught and ran to the 37. Seattle.
That was a very nice play by New England. They had the receiver run what looked like either a post or a slant. She was pretty open over the middle. The quarterback threw a very good ball right to her in stride, and New England's moving the ball very quickly down the field now.
That penalty is definitely helping them. So the ball is going to be spotted on
Seattle's 22-yard line, first and 10 for New England.
So see what we can do with New England's first foray into the Seattle territory. A little confusion, but looks like they're going to get set with one, two split out to the left and right. Single back in the backfield, shotgun, the snap. They give a quick handoff, almost tackle the backfield, but she makes it out. That was, again, number 17. Looks like she gained a yard on that play, Julie. That was Lisa Vincent again.
I'm trying to see where they're marking the ball. It looks like she gained 1 yard on that play. She did a good job even getting back to the line of scrimmage. She was hit pretty good in the backfield right when she got the ball from the quarterback, was able to break a tackle and get back and gain a yard on that play.
New England's up on the ball again. Just broke the huddle. And they have receivers split two to the left, two to the right. Shotgun. Snap. She's dropping back to pass, looks right, has a receiver and overthrows her and nearly gets it picked off. Adrian Wilson went up for that and nearly had it. She had the ball in her hands and is going to be knocking herself for dropping that one.
Yeah, you can see her walking around hanging her head a little bit on that one. She's actually tapping herself out. Hopefully she didn't get hurt on that, but she definitely should have intercepted that ball. It was right in her hands. Maybe she was looking upfield at the end zone again that she just ran into on offense, but New England's lucky that they didn't get that one intercepted.
Yeah, she may take a little ribbing from her Team USA teammates. Adrian played in Team USA last year in Sweden.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to play with Adrian last year. She's a great person and a great player, and I know how she feels on that one for not intercepting that ball. It's a tough one.
So, again, the same. It looks like they got trips on the right and the shotgun. Back to pass, throwing to a single receiver. And it's caught, number 24, Trisha Donovan, brings it in at the 6-yard line.
That's the first down for New England, another good play. Looks like the quarterback and Trisha Donovan are used to hooking up on these pass plays because a couple of receptions they had in this game have been to the same receiver, and they're moving the ball down the field working with those two.
So Rebecca Lopez, number 10 for New England, is their quarterback, and she's hit two nice passes to Donovan, number 24. Again, New England comes up to the ball. Looks like they're going to do the same formation. Trips to the right, single to the left, and a single in the backfield. Shotgun and a quick handoff to number 17, who goes to the right, cuts it up the middle for a gain of yards, Julie?
Yeah, it was about 3 yards. I think they're marking the ball on the 3 yard line, maybe the 4 yard line. And it'll be second and goal. That was once again number 17, Lisa Vincent. She made a really good cut on that play. She was taking it initially to the outside, it looked like. There was two defenders staring her down. She cut in quickly and gained a couple yards on that play when she could have been stopped early. So that was a really good job of getting some yards out of nothing on that play.
We have a minute 33 left in the first quarter. New England breaks the huddle. Single receiver to the right. Oh, and a bad snap. And quarterback Lopez falls on the ball, so they retain possession. But that was definitely a miscommunication somewhere in there on the snap on that ball. And it looks like the quarterback's saying that she dropped it. So they do retain possession. Let's see what they're going to do here on third down.
They were lucky to get that ball back. The Seattle defense was rushing in pretty hard on that play, but the quarterback fell on it right away, which was smart. Instead of trying to pick it up, she was just doing the safe thing, fell on the ball, and they ended up only losing a yard or a yard and a half on that play. So it's third down and five, actually third and goal from the five, and we'll see what New England can do on this play. They're going once again with trips to the right.
Shotgun formation. Good snap this time. Something happened. We got a flag on the penalty on the play. So there was motion on somebody. Yeah, offense, illegal motion.
That's unfortunate. You never want that to happen in the red zone, especially on a third down when you're trying to score. Now they're looking at third and goal from the 11-yard line, which is really unfortunate.
This will probably be the last play in the first quarter, as we have 27 seconds. If they get it off, they're signaling the play in. Remember, Lopez is going back to the huddle. They may not get this play off. We may end the quarter here. We only have 15 seconds left. Let's see if they can get this off. They are running up to the ball now. They have two outs split out to the left, one to the right, shotgun formation. They did not get the play off. End of the quarter. So at the end of the first quarter, it still stands Seattle 7, New England 0.
New England was definitely unaware of the clock on that play. When the ball was snapped, the officials blew the whistle. The quarterback was not sure why he blew the whistle. Unfortunately, the clock ran out in the first quarter ended before they could get that play off.
Yeah, sure looked like they had a little bit of trouble there getting the play in. Looked like a little miscommunication between the coach and the quarterback, and they took a lot more time, I'm sure, that they wanted to. So we'll switch sides of the field, and we'll begin the second quarter shortly, and we will end up with New England going to the right and Seattle going to the left.
So back to the player interviews yesterday. Jennifer Edwards for New England, she's offensive line, defensive line number 88, said that she's really excited to be here. It's the first time for both teams to be in a championship game. So they're all a little unsure of how it's going to go, but they're pretty confident. It means a lot to them as a family, as a team, and the entire community where they're from. So they're really excited to be here. Number 7 from Seattle, Rachel Woods, was asked some questions, and she said the key to the game is to control the ball and execution on every play, and that her teammates are her family. She wouldn't want to be here with anybody else, and she just loves being here. Trisha Donovan, number 24 from New England, had a great sense of humor. She is both an owner and a player on the team. She joked around a lot in the press conference. She said she plays football because it's the ultimate team sport, and they're really looking forward to being in this game.
All right, here we go. New England broke the huddle. They're out. They got two to split to the left, one single receiver to the right, shotgun formation. Back to pass, and we have a throw, and it's nearly picked up a little high, but she did not hit her receiver. That ball was up for grabs, Julie.
It definitely was. Seattle had their safety, or it may have been their middle linebacker, dropping back into the end zone for protection. The quarterback went once again to number 24, Trisha Donovan. The ball was thrown a little high, and the only person that could have possibly come down with that was a Seattle player. Good thing for New England, it just fell into the end zone. Nobody catching that ball. So now it's fourth down.
Looks like they're going to go for a field goal. Yes. And this So they're lining up to attempt a field goal. Get some points on the board.
It's fourth and goal from the 11-yard line. They'll be kicking, it's like going for the field goal from the 19-yard line.
Oh, and it's blocked. The field goal is blocked. Seattle gets the ball on the 23-yard line. So that field goal attempt was blocked. They got right in there, and Seattle blocked that. Well done by the Seattle special teams defense. All right, now Seattle back on offense, deep in their own territory. They'll start out on the 23-yard line. See what they can do deep in their own end zone.
It was too bad to see that New England couldn't put some points on the board in that one. They had a great drive down the field and just got stalled. That penalty really hurt them getting that false start and moving the ball back. They looked like they were going to put the ball in the end zone and just couldn't quite do it on that drive.
Yeah, they looked very well throwing the ball, coming down the field, and lost a little confidence there with the penalty and the mix-up, not getting the play off the end of the half. So Seattle comes up to the ball under center. Wilson in motion. Wilson, and it's a handoff up the middle. Let's see, out to the 30-yard line.
That was number 28, Kalina Firstrider. She kept her leg drive going. That was a good run. She got, looks like, 7 or 8 yards on that play.
Okay, we have 14:13 left in the second quarter. Majestic still leading 7-0 here in Austin, Texas, at the Kelly Reeves Sports Complex. Seattle breaks the huddle, coming up to the line of scrimmage. They have two out wide to the left, two in the backfield. Snap under center and a quick handoff to first rider, who gets what looks like the first down there, Julie.
Yeah, John, they're moving the chain, so she definitely got the first down. It looked like she gained 4 yards on that play, so they're moving the chain. The ball's now first and 10 on Seattle's 39-yard line.
Seattle's in the huddle. They're now coming out of the huddle. Again, it looks like they're probably going to go with the same formation they had on the last play. Under center. Two to the left, two in the backfield. We have motion again by Wilson. A handoff to first rider, and she gets tripped up after she gains what looks to be 5 yards. So first rider is getting the bulk of the carries here today for the Seattle Majestics. So they're right back to where they left off on their last drive, running the ball. Seattle has yet to attempt a pass in this game.
Left in the second quarter. Seattle is winning the game 7-0 and moving the ball a little bit down the field once again.
Seattle breaks the huddle. This time they've got two out to the right, two in the backfield, and the snap is off and a quick give to number 19, who gains maybe a couple yards on that play. She went off to the right up the middle. And that was Jackie McCall, number 19 of the Seattle Majestics. So that'll leave us with 3rd and 3.
Yes, 3rd and 3.
Both teams at this point in time are settled into the game and are running their game plans, taking this just like it's any other game, I would think, at this point, just getting down to football business. Seattle comes up to the ball again, this time. No receivers, three in the backfield, and they give it to the deep back. So they were running a wishbone there, and they got the first down on that. They gained the couple yards for the first down. So Seattle is still moving the ball down the field.
Seattle definitely beats New England in size, it looks like, down on the field. Definitely have a bigger defensive line when Seattle's defense is out on the field. And it looks like their offensive line matches up pretty well against New England's offense or defensive line. So that particular play, it looks like they're just going big on big and seeing who could put more strength into it. And Seattle was able to move that line, defensive line, backwards and get the first down on that one.
We are at 10:50 left in the second quarter. Seattle still leading 7-0. Seattle breaks the huddle coming up to the line of scrimmage. This time they have two receivers out to the left and two in the backfield. Quarterback, we have motion, and we have what looks to be a penalty on the Seattle Majestic.
Yeah, that was a false start on that one. About half of Seattle's offensive line was moving before the ball was snapped.
They got a little too eager on that play.
That'll bring up 1st and 15 for Seattle. The ball will be placed on Seattle's 40-yard line.
Seattle is in the huddle now. We're waiting for them to come up to the line of scrimmage. 10-10 left in the second quarter. Seattle takes a lot longer in the huddle than New England does to get off the ball. And we look like we have,
Seattle,
did they take a timeout? So there must have been some confusion there. Quarterback didn't like what was being called in the huddle and called a timeout. Looked like she actually called the timeout, not the coach.
As we said, it's unusually cooler here today. The weather is overcast. There's a nice breeze in the air. It's only 75 degrees, which is fantastic football weather compared to the triple digits that we've had the last few days here in Round Rock. And from the looks of things, maybe the last few weeks here, as there's not a whole lot of green grass in the area. However, we're playing on a turf field, so obviously that's not an issue for the people down on the field. But it must be nice to have the clouds in the sky, so they're not getting that sun beating down on them right now.
It definitely makes a difference when you're playing on the turf to not have the sun beating down to where you don't get that temperature rising on that turf field. So pretty lucky for these two teams that come from the cooler climates that they got a nice day, great day for football here in Round Rock. Again, we're at the Tier 2 Championship of the IWFL, the North American Championship. We have your New England Intensity against the Seattle Majestic. Seattle leading the game with 9:57 left in the second quarter, 7-0. As they come out of the timeout, Seattle's coming up to the line of scrimmage. And we'll see what they're going to run here. Going to their formation of the two backs in the backfield and two split out to the left. Number 19 in motion, gets the ball. She looks like she's going to be caught in the backfield, and she is. Maybe got a yard on that.
New England read that play very well. They had a couple of defenders in the backfield very quickly. Seattle's player was trying to run a sweep, it looks like. New England had one player that got into the backfield and slowed her down a little bit. They were able to break that tackle, but then the next New England defender came up and was able to pull her down. Maybe a gain of a half a yard, but for a yard, it looks like Seattle is on the 41-yard line, so it'll be 2nd down and 14.
9:18 left in the second quarter. Seattle breaks the huddle. Coming up to the line of scrimmage, and we're going to have receivers split to the right and left. Same backfield. And we're going to have a handoff to first rider who gets clobbered at the line of scrimmage.
Looks like she maybe gained a yard on that play, but she was hit pretty hard and taken down very quickly and very hard by New England's defense.
Looks like they spotted for no gain.
No gain. It will be 3rd and long for Seattle on the 41-yard line.
At some point, you would think that Seattle needs to throw the ball to change it up, because right now New England's defense is keying off on the backfield.
Definitely.
So they break the huddle, and they're going to go two split out to the right, two in the backfield, motion, and a handoff to number 19 coming out to the left side. Is she going to get to the outside? She gets maybe 2 yards on that play, Julie.
Once again, New England's defense read that play really well. The runner was trying to get to the outside like Adrian Wilson did previously. However, this time New England strung her out and forced her to the sideline and took her out of bounds. Gain of a couple on that play, but it is fourth down and 11, and it looks like Seattle will probably be kicking the ball away again.
That was Jackie McCall running the ball for Seattle on that last play.
New England has number 24, Tricia Donovan, back to receive the punt.
And backing up to, we got an official timeout here. We'll stop and play.
Oh, there was a flag. New England had 12 players on the field, it looks like, when they broke the huddle. So the ball is going to be moved. It's now fourth down and looks like 6 for Seattle.
So they'll still punt. Snap is high. She gets the ball down, kind of picks the ball off her foot to the left, but it's not going to be returned, so the ball will be downed at the 19-yard line by Adrian Wilson.
Not a very good kick, but it took a good bounce. New England's receiver back there, number 24, Tricia Donovan, was not able to catch that ball in the air. She didn't have any blockers in front of her, so she just let it bounce. And it ended up taking a pretty good bounce for Seattle. The ball is now on the 20-yard line. First down for New England.
So with 7:13 left in the second quarter, New England takes over possession of the ball in their own territory. Down 7-0. They break the huddle. And they have a single receiver out to the left in an I formation. Snap and a pitch back to number 17 deep in the backfield. She's trying to get back to the line of scrimmage and doesn't quite, maybe got back to the line of scrimmage, or did she lose a yard there, Julie?
It looks like she probably lost a yard on that play. They're marking it at the 19-yard line, so she did lose a yard. It'll be second down and 11 for New England on the 19-yard line.
That was Lisa Vincent on that pitch and run. They gave it to the deep back on the pitch. She attempted to run wide left, and really there was nothing there. Seattle snuffed that one out very quickly. So Seattle's defense is doing a pretty good job today. Their run defense, at least. They did give up two pretty big pass plays in the first quarter. So we'll see if New England decides to go back to the pass. They're in a shotgun formation, two split out to the left, one to the right. A little confusion in their backfield as to which side Vincent is supposed to line up on. Lopez takes the snap and gives a quick handoff to 17 Vincent, and she goes nowhere. Way too much confusion in the New England backfield.
She was able to gain a couple of yards on that play, but I think you're correct, John. There's definitely some confusion between the quarterback and Vincent. It ended up throwing them off a little bit, I think. So, unfortunately, that play didn't get very far. Third and 10 on the 20-yard line. I'm surprised New England hasn't gone back to their passing game since their last drive. It was pretty successful. We'll see if they throw the ball on this down.
I would agree with you. That seemed to be where they were opening up the game. So they have two receivers out to the left, one to the right, a shotgun formation. Looks like she is going to throw this time. She throws the ball up looking for number 24, but throws it wide out of bounds. There was no chance for her to catch that, and she was pretty well covered by Camille Head out there.
It was a nice flat route. She did open it up, but that is a very difficult pass for a quarterback. I've thrown the ball around a little bit, and it's in my mind, by far the most difficult route to throw to, and she overthrew that one a little bit.
New England breaks throttle, and they have receivers out to wide to the right and left. Oh, they're going to punt the ball. It is fourth down, so they are punting. And it's a quick snap and a very poor kick. It only travels to the 36-yard line where it dies. So Seattle's going to take over with great field position, Julie.
Yeah, it's on the New England 36-yard line, actually. So Seattle's taking the ball over in New England territory. Going to give them a great chance to put some more points on the board before the half. 4:58 left to go in the second quarter. Seattle's up 7-0. Looks like there's another timeout on the field.
There's a little bit of a breeze here today. The flags are flying in the end zone, and which is definitely benefiting the players. They were prepared for heat out here with big fans on the field, and it just hasn't materialized for this early game. This overcast weather and the storm that came in off the Gulf yesterday has definitely changed the temperatures here in Texas.
I'm just looking at the sidelines, John, and if body language is any indicator right now, Seattle is looking a little more positive in this game right now. Even though it's the second quarter, New England sideline, a lot of the girls have their helmets off. A couple of girls have towels on their heads. A couple of girls are leaning over, looking a little tired. However, on the Seattle sideline, everybody still has their helmet on. Everybody's standing up at the sideline, talking to the coach. They definitely look a little more into the game right now.
So maybe even though the weather is a little bit cooler for Texas, the heat may be affecting the New England team. And the fact that they're down and when they have had the opportunity to drive the ball, kind of fell short. So we'll have to see if the coaches get them motivated in the second half here. So Seattle comes up to the ball and hands it off to number 19, Jackie McCall, who gets a gain of what looks to be 5 yards there. They spotted at 4, so she gained 4 yards on that play. It will be second and six, with 4:30 left in the second quarter. So Seattle surely would like to put some points on the board here before half, going with a bigger lead.
Looks like Seattle's going back to the power game right now, that first play and this play. No receivers out, just pounding the ball up the middle a little bit with their big girls.
And so they handed it off to number 82, Jasmine Areola, and she gained a couple yards on that play. So we'll have 3rd and 2 for Seattle. So, yeah, they're sticking with what's working.
Definitely. It's 3rd and 2 with the ball on New England's 28-yard line. 3:48 left in the second quarter. Seattle is definitely looking to put some more points on the board before half.
Seattle again, same formation. Up. Surprised there wasn't a flag on that. It looked like a motion, but they handed it off to number 19, McCall. And she got the first down, but it sure did look like there was movement. Didn't it to you, Julie?
It absolutely looked like there was movement before the ball was snapped. However, there's no flags on the field, so I guess the officials didn't see anything wrong.
So here we go. Seattle 1st and 10 with the ball on the 29-yard line.
24-yard line.
No, I'm sorry, 24-yard line. Seattle breaks the huddle, sticking with the same formation, sticking with their power running game, it looks like. And again, it looked like there was motion, but number 82 gets the ball, runs off to the right, and gets positive yards there. It looks like she got 6 yards on that play, Julie.
Seattle looks like they're just working to run the clock down. They don't want to give the ball back to New England before halftime. So it looks like they're working the clock pretty good. Just sticking with the same formation, no receivers set. They just have 3 backs, and they're just powering it up the middle.
Looks like they're going to run the clock down to the 2-minute warning also. We got 2:14 and counting.
That's definitely what they're doing.
So Seattle's very happy with just moving the ball and ball security. They'll take the points if they get it, but they're not going to risk this lead at this point in the game. So clock management right now.
And we're at the two-minute warning. Seattle Majestics are still up 7-0. 2 minutes left to go in the first half. In the press conference yesterday, as I'm sure anyone listening would agree, when every single player was asked why they play, the common theme was for the love of the game. We don't get paid to play out here. Actually, most of the time, players pay a lot of money to be on the team, usually paying a lot of travel expenses. And like I said, every single person said they play for the love of the game. A lot of the ladies grew up loving football, wanting to play football, and never had the opportunity. And they finally been given the opportunity out here, so they're taking advantage of it and making the most of it.
That's definitely the theme here in Round Rock. We are out here promoting football, women's football, the Independent Women's Football League, two championship games today, an all-star game tomorrow. These ladies are out here because they have a passion for football. And when you come out and watch them, and you do hope that everybody goes out there and watches a women's football game, because you'll see the passion out there and you'll just fall in love with the sport. In Seattle, is going with their same formation, the running game, and a handoff to the deep back, number 19. She makes a nice cutting run up the middle. And looks like she gets the Seattle first down. So they're moving the chains, Julie.
The chains are moving. It'll be Seattle first down on the 12-yard line of New England. And we'll see if they can punch it in.
We have a minute 50 left. And Seattle's knocking on the door. They would love to go into halftime with a nice two-touchdown lead.
That would make a huge difference going in and having two scores up on the board for Seattle. It changes the game a lot going in with New England being farther behind.
Seattle in the same formation. Another give to number 19, who runs out wide to the right, and she gets down to the 5-yard line. So they're going to stick with what's working.
I know Seattle does have a passing game, but obviously there's no need for it at this point. Their running game is doing really well for them today.
There's a minute and 4 left in the second quarter. Seattle takes a timeout. We'll have a little break in the action here. Again, we do encourage, if you have, there are a lot of teams in the IWFL. Most places around the country, you can find an IWFL team. We encourage you to go out and watch a women's football game. These ladies sure deserve your support out there on the field. And the league and the women that play the game would surely appreciate the fans coming out and watching. It's a great brand of football, and this is tackle football, ladies and gentlemen out there. This is good football.
The IWFL has been around since 2000. Their home base is here in Texas. However, like John said, they have teams all over the United States. They're expanding all the time, giving everybody an opportunity to play. And we have women out here from the ages of 18 into their 50s. And believe it, that every single woman out here is out here for the love of it. They play hard, they work hard, and it's definitely worth watching, bringing your families out to it. It's a lot of fun, and it's some intense good football.
Gallo comes out of the huddle, and same formation, a quick handoff to number 19. He doesn't get too far on that play. New England's defense stood up on that one.
Yeah, that was a great job by New England's defense, not allowing her to get any yards on that play. There was one defender that wrapped her up down low, and the next defender came and hit her up top and took her down for no gain on that play. So it's 3rd and 2 for Seattle. They can actually get a first down without getting a touchdown. The ball is on the 5-yard line right now.
We have 28 seconds left in the half. So Seattle is being very methodical here. They're coming up to the ball, 18 seconds left, and they've got a receiver to the left, but they give a quick handoff to number 28, first rider, and she goes forward for a couple yards.
Seattle takes a quick timeout. It looks like it's going to be fourth down and one with the ball on the 3-yard line.
There's only 9 seconds left in the first half here, so we'll have to see what Seattle does. They try a pass play, they may get off.
I don't think they're going to try a pass play on a fourth and one. They're either going to try to punch it up the middle or just go for the kick with only 9 seconds left in the half. Unfortunately for Seattle, they were trying to do a little clock management, and I think they may have
missed their opportunity.
They may have managed to let the clock run down a little too much before putting the ball into the end zone. New England's defense definitely stepped up on the last couple of runs and didn't allow Seattle to go anywhere.
Yeah, I think the coaches from Seattle won't be happy if they come away with nothing on this, because they had great field position, and with 9 seconds left, it looks like they let it get away here, an opportunity if they don't punch it in.
Definitely. They got the ball back with close to 4 minutes left in the quarter, a very short field, and they were doing a good job of driving down the field, but they were taking a lot of time in between plays, and now with only 9 seconds left, fourth and one, it looks like they're going to go for a
field
goal.
So number 19, Jackie McCall will be attempting the field goal. Left-footed kicker, it looks like. Snap is good. Kick is blocked. And New England picked up the ball, but the clock is down to 1 second left. So we've had two blocked field goals in this game. Both defenses have come up big when it's time for the kicking game.
That is a big success by New England's defense to be able to shut Seattle down without scoring here in the end of the second quarter. That makes a huge difference going into halftime, being down by only 7 points as opposed to being down by 10 or 14. I think that's definitely a positive note for New England to take into halftime.
Yeah, they definitely, after a half where they had a couple successes, and then the majority of it was Seattle really running up and down the field on them, to come out of this at halftime with a blocked field goal and some momentum, that's definitely a positive for New England. So we should see their spirits perk up a little bit. The clock runs out, and that'll be the end of the game.
At the end of the half, I apologize. New England took a knee on that last play just to run out the clock. So we're here at halftime of the Tier 2 Championship, Seattle 7, New England 0.
And we'll be back in about 20 minutes. So we'll take a break right now.
This is Sports Geeks, and you're listening to the Independent Sports Network.
Hey, IWFL fans. Ever wanted to ask the legal question? Get to know your favorite IWFL players, or watch IWFL videos, or check in on your local team's fan club? Then IWFL Ning is for you. You can find it at www.iwflfootball.ning.com. The IWFL Ning site is a social networking site designed to allow the league, teams, players, and fans to connect in a professional online environment. Signing up is easy. Just go to www.iwflfootball.ning.com. Create your page, and you're ready to go. Add friends, start a discussion, view pictures and videos, join a team group page, or read blogs. This is the place to spend a little time getting to know the IWFL, but best play here. Once again, it's IWFLfootball.ning.com.
I'm calling to the sky. I'll show 'em what I got.
This is Sports Geeks, and you're listening to the Independent Sports Network.
IWFL fans, ever wanted to ask the league a question? Get to know your favorite IWFL players? Or watch IWFL videos or check in on your local team's fan club? Then IWFL Ning is for you. You can find it at www.iwflfootball.ning.com. The IWFL Ning site is a social networking site designed to allow the league, teams, players, and fans to connect in a professional online environment. Signing up is easy. Just go to www.iwflfootball.ning.com. Create your page and you're ready to go. Add friends, start a discussion, view pictures and videos, join a team group page, or read blogs. This is the place to spend a little time getting to know the IWFL, the best play here. Once again, it's iwflfootball.ning.com.
This is Sports Geeks, and you're listening to the Independent Sports Network.
Stop calling me out. I'm not fighting today. I just wanna be happy. Is that okay? Oh, stop calling me out.
And you're listening to the Independent Sports Network.
One mind, one team, one heart, one player to a whole, one goal from the start. Dominate the heart of the black and blue and watch the Super Bowl dream so they all come true.
And we're back here live in Round Rock, Texas, at the Tier 2 North American Championship of the IWFL. Both teams are back on the field, getting ready for the kickoff of the second half.
If we didn't introduce ourselves at the beginning of the game, this is John Shockley and Julie Shockley announcing live from Round Rock, Texas.
So we'll see what both teams come out here in the second half, what they bring. Seattle leads 7-0. Want to give a shout-out to Gary Babcock, the photographer for the Seattle Majestic. He's back home in Seattle. He sent a hi to Julie and I, so we appreciate that. So a quick shout-out to Gary. He was out here last year and followed Team USA and took some great, awesome pictures. So check out his photographs on the web. Here we are getting ready for the second half again here of the North American Championship of the IWFL. Tier 2, Seattle Majestics versus New England Intensity. New England, Julie, should have went into halftime with some positive feelings about blocking that kick at the end of the first half.
I definitely think that New England turned it around for themselves towards the end of the first half. Seattle was driving the ball, looking to score, looking to go up by, you know, a few more points before the halftime. New England shut them down, got the turnover, and went into halftime only 7 down. So I think they definitely have the positive note coming out here in the second half.
I would have to agree with you. So even though Seattle was driving the ball down the field, they made a little errors there at the end to let the clock run out on them. Well, not really, the clock didn't run out, but they missed the field goal was blocked. But they should have had a couple of attempts at the end zone with a great field position that they had.
I believe New England's going to be receiving the ball here in the second half, so let's see if they can drag the ball down the field and get some points on the board here in the first drive.
Yeah, we'll see if momentum will be on their side after ending on a positive note in the first half. Looks like they're going to have number 9 and number 24 in backs received. That's Donovan and Bruce. And Seattle's ready to kick the ball off to start the second half of this Tier 2 North American Championship of the IWFL. Interesting placement of the ball for the kickoff. Off to the right hash mark, kicking it over to the left side. Received at the 29-yard by number 24, Donovan, who takes it down to the 45.
Looks like it'll be 1st and 10 for New England on the 46-yard line, heading from right to left on the field. That was a great run back by number 24, Donovan. She broke a few tackles, made a couple of spin moves, and got some good yardage up the field. So it'll be 1st and 10 from the New England 46.
Well, what do you think? Do you think they'll come out throwing?
I hope so. They were definitely getting some good yardage throwing the ball there in the first half. I think they need to put it in the air a little more and see what happens.
Well, they're back in an I formation. Receivers out wide, right, and left, and they're going to hand it off to the deep back. She's cats off to the left, breaks it out to the outside to gain a couple yards. That was,
once again, number 17, Lisa Vincent. It looked like the play was designed to go up the middle, but there was nothing there, so she bounced it out to the outside and gained 2 yards on that play. So it'll be 2nd and 8.
That looked positive for New England. A good start for them to start the second half.
For those of you listening to the broadcast right now, once again, we want to say that the championship game this evening will be broadcast live online on Fox Sports Southwest, so you can tune in and view it live on Fox Sports Southwest.
New England in the same formation, I, with receivers split out right and left. Quarterback fakes a pitch. She's going to get sacked and hit and drops the ball. Nope, they called her arm as forward motion, but she got hit from her blind side.
She had her arm back to pass the ball, and she got hit. It looked to me that ball came out before her arm went forward, but the officials said that her arm went forward and called it an incomplete pass.
Yeah, it did look like it should have been a live ball, but the officials called it dead, so that's where we're going to go with it.
that would have been a big loss of yards for New England if they were able to recover. If that was considered a fumble, however, it looks like Seattle may have been able to get to that ball first. Luckily for New England, it was called incomplete, so it's now 3rd and 8 from the 48-yard line of New England.
New England sticking with the same formation. Lopez under center. Takes a snap. Drops back to pass. Looks up the middle. Has a receiver and is picked off by Seattle.
Camille Head.
Number 80, Camille Head picked it off. It was slightly overthrown, and Camille just snagged that one. So turnover, Seattle ball.
The quarterback had a couple of receivers who looked open on that play. It was just an errant pass. Camille Head actually made a good diving catch to intercept that ball. Some good hands on her playing safety back there for Seattle. And now it's Seattle's ball, 1st and 10 from the Seattle 35-yard line.
Yep, they did go back to the pass to get something going, and it didn't work for New England. So let's see what Seattle can do. They come up on the ball, and they're formation, one receiver split off to the left. Number 19 goes in motion, and it's a quick handoff to number 82. That was number 82, correct? It looked like.
Yes.
So that is
Areola, Jasmine Areola on that play. Gain of 5 yards, good power up the middle there, so it'll be 2nd down and 5 from the Seattle 40-yard line.
With 13:14 left in the third quarter, Seattle still leading 7-0 against New England intensity. Yes, the game is the 2-1 championship is also, you can find it at foxsportshouston.com. Look for the banner at the top of the page to click on. As Julie said, it will also be on foxsportssouthwest.com. Again, Seattle comes up with the ball, quick snap, hand off to first Ryder, who breaks a few tackles and gets down to New England's 48 or 47.
That was a nice long run by first Ryder. She danced around a little bit, did some high stepping, stepped over a potential tackle, and got some yards down the field. Nice good run for first Ryder.
So it'll be 1st and 10 Seattle ball in the 47 with 12:30 left in the third quarter.
Seattle's sticking with what worked for them in the first half, just running the ball up the middle and getting some yards downfield. So they're moving the ball once again.
Yep. Stick with what's working. That's definitely the plan. All right. Seattle comes up to the ball, again, number 19 in motion, quick handoff. 19 gets the ball, takes it out to the left side, and gains a few more yards. Looks like she got 5 on that. Maybe 4.
Seattle has moved into New England territory. They have the ball on New England's 43-yard line. It'll be 2nd and 6 from New England's 43.
Seattle definitely wants to get another touchdown here and make up for that missed opportunity in the second quarter. So they're going to do everything they can to drive this ball down the field and score and put some pressure on New England. Come up the line of scrimmage again. Two receivers out to the right. In the backfield, motion, Wilson. And they give it to one of the backs who drives up the field for a few yards. Can't quite see the number on that. It was Areola again, number 82. And number 34 from New England with the stop on that play. And 34 from New England, Charlene Casey.
Seattle's doing a really good job of ball control. They're controlling the clock, moving the ball slowly down the field, but getting yards every time. I think they're trying to drain New England's defense a little bit, and it looks like it's working. New England's defense, even though it was just halftime, is looking a little tired on this drive.
So against Seattle, with the ball at the line of scrimmage, they had 2 out to the left. Wilson went in motion, and then they gave it to the back, and we may have – nope. New England was indicating that the ball came loose, but the referee said, no, sir. Still Seattle ball, another first down. And they now have the ball on the 44-yard line of New England. Excuse me. The 36 of New England.
Like I said, we just came out of halftime and New England's looking a little tired already. They have several players who are over sitting on the bench with their helmets off, drinking a lot of water. It's really surprising that they look so tired when we just had a halftime break. Seattle, on the other hand, they're sidelined. They're still all standing, all have their helmets on, ready to go.
Yeah, the overcast is cleared up slightly, so it's getting a little warmer, but there's still a substantial breeze out there on the field. So Seattle with the ball again, two to the left, Adrian motion, Wilson in motion, and she gets hit in the backfield, spins around, goes back, and she's going to be stopped for a loss of what looks to be 6 yards. So she had nowhere to go. New England sniffed that one out.
Yeah, she was hit right away when she got the ball. Looked like she was trying to run a sweep. She was hit right away, spun, and bounced off of the initial hit, but then ended up losing a few more yards trying to get around to the outside. New England definitely read that play well. It'll be second down and 15 from New England's 41-yard line.
With 9 minutes left in the third quarter. Millhead running in to bring the play. Looks like Wilson's going to go under center. So let's see. They did that play that she scored on when she was in the backfield, kind of a wildcat there where she took the snap and took it out wide. That was the play they scored, correct?
That was the play, yes. And it looks like you are correct. Adrian Wilson is lined up in the shotgun formation as the quarterback on this play.
And this time she hands it off to First Rider. A quick snap. First Rider makes a couple nice cuts, takes it up the middle, and gets back positive yardage for Seattle. They spotted it on,
like, it's on the 33-yard line, so it'll be third and 7 for Seattle.
You have 8 minutes left in the third quarter. Seattle driving.
Adrian Wilson looks like she's still in at quarterback. Nope, here we go, number 7 for Seattle. Rachel Woods is coming back in at quarterback and bringing in the play as well.
That was a nice change. New England probably thought Wilson was going to get the ball, and First Rider made a nice run out of it. So now we're back under center, two in the backfield, left and right. Wilson in motion. She gets the ball, running out wide with left with a sweep. She breaks the tackle, gets the first down. A nice run by Wilson.
She put a little stiff arm on one of the New England defenders on that play, broke that tackle, was able to gain a few more yards, and picked up the first down, like you said. It'll be Seattle first down with the ball on the 24-yard line of New England. So Seattle's looking to punch it in and get some points on this drive.
Yep, Seattle's turning up the heat just as the sun comes out, shining bright on the field. So we'll see if New England can handle the increased temperature out here, not only on the field, but the actual weather. 7-0, Seattle Majestics over New England Intensity in the IWFL Tier 2 North American Championship. We have 7:28 left in the game, in the third quarter, excuse me, and we have a timeout on the field. Yeah, I agree with you, Julie. There's definitely a difference in the physical look of the players down on the field. New England still looks like the heat is bothering them, and Seattle looks very comfortable out there. They're just plugging right along.
Body language definitely says a lot. I actually see that this is the first time I've seen a couple of Seattle players go over to the bench. We have a water timeout right now, so there's big fans over near the bench like you stated earlier, and it looks like they're taking advantage of the little breeze blowing in their face before the timeout is over and they have to get back on the field.
We do have a close contest at this point in the game, and Seattle is knocking on the door, not quite in the red zone yet, but they're knocking on it. Ball's at the 24-yard line of New England. It's 1st and 10, Seattle. They have receivers out to the right and left. In motion goes number 2. It's a quick handoff to First Rider, and she goes to the left, goes up the field for a gain of about what looks to be 6 yards. So it'll be 2nd down for Seattle. They spot her at 5 yards, so it's 2nd and 5, ball on the 19 yards. Seattle's definitely taking control at the moment.
They've burned a lot of clock. It's 6:54 left in the third quarter here. This is Seattle's first drive of the second half, and like I said, they've burned a lot of clock on this drive. It doesn't look like they're in any hurry to get out of the huddle. They're slowly and methodically moving the ball down the field and hoping to put it into the end zone.
And we have seen the New England can throw the ball. Matter of whether they can come back to that form when they get possession again. But let's see what Seattle does here. We have shotgun formation, 7 at quarterback, 2 split out right and left, and a wobbly throw that is incomplete. It was intended for Camille Head, number 80, but it was just a poorly thrown ball.
I'm not sure if the route was run correctly or if it was just a poorly thrown ball. It looked like the quarterback was trying to throw it to the outside, and Camille Head ran straight up the field, so I don't know if it was just thrown short or if Camille was actually supposed to turn around and come back to the ball in a designed route. It looked like the New England defender actually had a better chance at that ball than the receiver did.
Yeah, she dove for it. Didn't get her hands on it, but still Seattle ball. And number 7 still quarterback. That's Rachel Woods. We have motion, number 2. And another quick handoff to first rider.
That was Ariola on that flag, number 82.
Had my numbers reversed there.
Gain of a couple yards on that play. It looks like it's going to be 4th down with 1 yard to go from the 15-yard line for Seattle.
Again, as you said, Seattle's just taking their time and being very methodical about eating up the clock and moving the ball down the field. They're in the huddle. They break the huddle with 5:38 left in the third quarter. 4th and 1. Ball on the 15-yard line. They got a full backfield. It's a pitch. And number 19 looks to have the first down for Seattle.
Looks like there's an injury on the field for Seattle. Can't see what number it is, but there's a player down, and the trainers are coming out to take a look at her.
Oh, that's Brad out there on the field, the trainer. Nice loud shoes. He's got those yellow shoes out there. You can definitely tell he's out on the field. He's taking care of the Seattle player that's down on the field, so she's in good hands. We can't see the number. We'll let you know who it is as soon as we realize what number it is.
Looks like she's grabbing either her knee or her ankle. It's on the right side. Hard to tell right now, but she looks like she's in a bit of pain. She's rolling around a little bit right now.
One of the unfortunate parts of the game, but that is football. We never like to see injuries, so we hope that the Seattle player is okay. Both coaches were out there checking on her to make sure she's okay, and it was number 17 from Seattle, Adriana Campolo. So she's getting helped off the field, but looks like she's walking, so that's a good sign for Seattle. They'll resume play. Seattle ball. 1st and 10 on the 13. Seattle breaks the huddle. Looks like they're going to go with the full backfield again. And it's a handoff to number 82, who stopped very quickly. Looks like for no game. So it'll be 2nd and 10, Seattle ball on the 13. 4:45 left in the third quarter.
It looked like Seattle opened up a hole there for Ariola, but a New England defender was able to jump in and fill that hole pretty quickly and stop her for no gain on that play, like you said.
Now, again, we saw Seattle kind of stall once they got in the red zone in the end of the second quarter there. So see what they've got here.
they're going with the set, like you said, no receivers. They have three deep in the backfield, no receiver set.
And it's a pitch to number 9, Wilson, who goes out left, sprints to the end zone, and goes out at what looks to be the 1 yard line. It was a good effort by Wilson. She got out wide. She did score their first touchdown, their only touchdown of the game. And it looks like they mark it on the 1 yard line, Julie.
Yeah, that became a foot race on that one, just to see if Adrian Wilson could, you know, outrun the defenders. She came very close. She actually knocked the pylon over, but they marked her. She must have stepped out of bounds at about the 1 yard line.
Well, with 4 minutes left in the third quarter, we're still Seattle 7 and New England 0. So it'll be 1st and 1. Seattle has a great opportunity to punch this ball in and really take control of this game.
Looks like Seattle's just going to punch it right up the middle here.
And
they do.
And they gave it to number 82, who scores, Areola, who scores the second touchdown for Seattle with 3:55 left in the third quarter.
Seattle's now up 13-0 against New England, and we'll see if they put in the extra point here.
It definitely was just running power football there on that drive for Seattle. They only attempted one pass in the entire drive.
And like I said before, it looks like they're just, you know, sticking with what works for them. They burned a lot of clock on that drive. It's going to be tough for New England, even though we're still in the third quarter. But with the amount of clock that was burned on that drive, we're close to the end of the third quarter on Seattle's first drive of the second half.
And the snap is good for the extra point. It's kicked, and it looks like it's good. So the game, we are still in the third quarter. Seattle 14, New England 0. We'll see what New England has when they get the ball back on offense. They're going to have to do something to put some points up on the board pretty quickly here. Even though there's still a lot of time left in the game, they need to show that they have some momentum going here, New England. And I would think that they should go back to the pass because that's where they were successful.
That's definitely where they've been successful. Their running game hasn't really gotten them anywhere today. They really need to get a drive together and give their defense a break. The defense just spent a good 10 minutes straight out on the field. And they need a break. They need a breather. They need to get some water in them. Hopefully the New England offense can move the ball and give their defense some time to recover.
So New England has Bruce and Donovan back to receive the kick. As Julie said, definitely that New England defense needs to take a break. The heat, it is still hot out here for these ladies from the Northeast. They're not used to this temperature. Even though it is cool for Texas today, I think it's taking its toll on them, and that defense definitely needs to get a breather. Seattle's kicking off. It's kick off to the left and goes out of bounds at the New England 40-yard line. And my guess is they'll take it there, just like they did in the first half. And their offense goes out on the field, led by quarterback Rebecca Lopez.
The ball will be marked 1st and 10 on New England's 40-yard line. Hopefully they can get a drive going here.
And we thought they had some momentum coming out of the second quarter, coming out of the half, so let's see if they get something going. They're going to have a single, they're going to be in a shotgun, and they're going to have two receivers split out to the left and two split out to the right. So it looks like they're going through a passing game. She throws it up, and we've got what looks like a pass interference. Looks like the receiver was kind of held there.
Yeah, there was definitely some contact. We'll see what the officials call, but Camille Head came running over from the safety position. It looked like she got a little tangled up with the New England receiver.
Number 16, Alex Montone. So the officials are huddling, and they're going to make a decision of what it is. Oh, they're No flag on the play.
They're waving off the flag. They're saying that the patch was not catchable. It was overthrown, and even if there was a little interference, it was not a catchable ball, so they waved off the flag.
Actually, I think that's a good call. The ball was quite a ways away.
It definitely was not going to be caught by anyone.
So, it'll be 2nd and 10 with the ball on New England's 40 with 3:47 left in the third quarter. So they're going in an I formation. Two receivers split out to the right and one out to the left. Quarterback under center. She takes a snap and a handoff to the deep back. Drives forward. Looks like they're going to give her forward progress of 2 yards. And that was number 44, Nikki Speed. Actually, I believe her name is Nikia. Nikia Speed for New England Intensity.
I'd like to see if New England tries to throw some shorter passes. The last couple of balls they've thrown, they're trying to go really deep down the field, and the ball's being overthrown. They definitely have some receivers that are open, and maybe if they try shorter passes and get the ball to the receiver on a shorter pass, they can gain some yards with their feet after they catch the ball. But launching the ball down the field doesn't seem to be working for them right now.
No, it doesn't at all. New England takes a timeout to think about what they're going to do on this next play. I agree with Julie. If they throw some short routes, they're going to open up the game. So for their running game, they just keep trying to throw the ball for deep, long passes, trying to get that big gainer, and that's just not working for them. They were successful a couple of times, but the other times that they've thrown the ball, they're trying to throw to receivers who are not the open receivers, just looking for the deep routes.
The Seattle corners and safeties are playing off. They're not playing up real tight on the receivers. So, like I said, if they throw a shorter pass, there's definitely some room for them to move the ball. It's just a matter of getting them the ball into their hands.
We'll see what adjustments the brain trust for the New England Intensity does. They're having a little meeting there on this timeout. See what they get, what play they get called here.
The ball is on New England's 42-yard line. It's 3rd and 8. And they definitely need to get a first down on this one. Like we said before, they need to give their defense a break, and going 3 and out is not really what they need right now.
Yep. It makes it tough for on offense. You know, New England's defense, I mean, Seattle's defense is fresh. They've hardly been on the field. So New England is in a shotgun formation with 3 receivers out to the left. Number 17 goes in motion, a fake, a quick pitch, and we have a run to the left. Not enough yards there, but they did get positive yards. What did you think of that play there, Julie?
I thought it was a well-designed play. They did a fake to the left and had a runner come around to the right. It was open. They gave the ball to number 81, Rena LaVille. I think that play would have worked better if they had someone with a little more speed. She's a big, powerful runner, but not a lot of speed. So she had some open field, but Seattle was able to close on her before she got a lot of yards on that play.
So it'll be 4th and 3 with the ball on the 47 with 2:20 left in the third quarter. Majestic's up 14-0 over the intensity ball. They're going with a I formation.
Going for the fourth down.
They're going for it. They got one receiver out the left. They have some motion. And they're dropping back to throw. And again, they're going for the long ball. And it wasn't there. The receiver wasn't open. Well, the receiver was open. She fell down, but the ball was overthrown. So,
yeah, I don't really understand that play call. It was 4th and 2 or 4th and 3, and they're throwing the ball long down the field again. I think they needed to keep it, like we said before, shorter passes. Their receivers are open. It's just a matter of getting them the ball, and their quarterback's not accurate right now.
Yeah, their running game hasn't been bad. They could have ran and got that first down. Or throw the short pass. So, once again, New England's defense is back on the field.
And Seattle takes over the ball again in good field position. They have the ball on the 47-yard line, New England territory. So, great field position for Seattle. Let's see if they keep burning the clock. There's 1:59 left in the third quarter.
They go in shotgun formation, 2 receivers to the right, and they hand the ball off. No, it's a quarterback keeper. Number 7, keeps it and gets maybe a yard. She ran out to the left, so the side of the field. So that was Rachel Woods, right? So just as you said, Julie, they're just going to, they're very content to eat a clock and move those chains. They're not going to do anything fancy at this point. They've got a 14-point lead. Clock's on their side, so they just want to eat up the time.
Seattle's got to watch out not being too conservative, however. There's still, you know, a quarter left of football to play. You never know what New England can pull out, make a couple of quick scores, they're back in it, so.
Oh, we have movement on the offensive line of Seattle, so penalty flag was thrown. Let's see what they call. That's definitely not going to help Seattle.
It looks like they called a false start. Ball's moving back 5 yards. It'll be second and 15 from the Seattle 48-yard line now.
So Seattle breaks the huddle, coming up to the ball. See what they can do here on second down. They have two receivers out to the right, two in the backfield. Adrian Wilson goes in motion. Oh, and the quarterback tripped over her own player as she was attempting to hand off the ball and just held on to it for a loss. So Seattle's going backwards, Julie.
Yeah, this is working out very conveniently for New England. They're not having to make any plays. It's Seattle kind of making their own mistakes, and the ball's going in the wrong direction.
As you said, there's still a lot of time left. We're going to get into the fourth quarter here as the time ticks out on the third quarter. So that's the end of the third quarter. Seattle 14, New England 0. Yeah, Seattle shooting themselves in the foot on this drive. That may be the opportunity that New England's looking for.
Definitely. Seattle took that ball over in New England territory. Unfortunately, they're moving backwards, and now they're back in their side of the field. It's third and long, and if they don't get this first down, New England will probably get the ball back in decent field position now.
This is a big play right now as we're going to start the fourth quarter.
Once again, for all of you listening, the national championship game is going to be broadcast live on Fox Sports Southwest, and I believe it's foxsportshouston.com. You can tune into one of those websites, watch the game live. The live broadcast starts at 7 o'clock Central Time, so it'll be 8 o'clock Eastern or 5 o'clock Pacific time, West Coast. And
the matchup is the California Quake versus the Atlanta Ravens.
It's the first time that the California Quake will be in an NFL championship game. The Atlanta Ravens have been here a few times in the past. They have one championship ring, and it looks like it's going to be a pretty good game.
Seattle has the ball now, breaks the huddle, comes up to the ball, and they had two out to the right, and then they gave the ball, handed off to their number 82, their big fullback there, and there's a flag on the play, what looks to be a face mask.
That would be really unfortunate if that was a face mask. That would be an automatic first down, even though it otherwise would have been fourth and about 12, so hopefully New England didn't make a big mistake on that one. We'll see what the officials call.
Yeah, they definitely, they were having things go their way, and to get a face mask on that play when she really wasn't going anywhere is really going to set New England back and give life to the Seattle offense here. And it does look like it's against New England.
That's really unfortunate. That'll be first
mask
down for Seattle.
So, a little bit of turn of fortunes there. Seattle was moving back.
Yeah, that's definitely unfortunate. New England had them stopped. Their offense was about to get the ball back, and a face mask that, not that a face mask is ever necessary, but that run play was going nowhere, and whether it was an incidental face mask or not, it doesn't matter anymore. It's 15 yards, and Seattle now has a first down with the ball on New England's 39-yard line, actually 34-yard line.
Yeah, just when New England was looking like they'd have an opportunity to get the ball back, it's now first and 10 Seattle. They come up to the line with two receivers to the left, two in the backfield. Wilson goes in motion. She takes the quick handoff, running out to the right side, has first Ryder Leedy blocking for her. And she gave, Wilson lost her helmet on that play. She's all right and everything, but she got a few yards on that. Made that tackle. That was a pretty good hit. Yeah, knocked Wilson's helmet right off. So she just still got positive yards. So it'll be second and 7 with the ball on New England's 31-yard line.
Wilson was taken down by number 35 for New England, Andrea Covelli. That was a nice tackle. Looks like there's a timeout on the field. New England player looks to be shaken up a little bit right now. So,
We got 13:41 left in the fourth quarter. New England has two timeouts left, and Majestics have all three of theirs.
It actually looks like number 35, who just made the tackle, Andrea Covelli, is the player that's a little shaken up down on the field. She was walking back towards the huddle and then just took a knee, so maybe she got her bell rung a little bit. I'm not sure, but there's a trainer out looking at her right now.
Again, like Julie said, we keep wanting to let you guys know to go out there and you can watch the Tier 1 National Championship, the California Quake versus the Atlanta Ravens at FoxSportsSouthwest.com tonight. The IWFL has signed a deal with Jeff Powers TV Productions to have their championship game on TV, starting with the web, and then there will be a... this year, a one-hour show of the championship weekend on Fox Sports Southwest. I believe that's airing on August 14th, Julie?
Yes, August 14th.
So the IWFL has entered a good relationship with Jeff Powers TV Productions. The next 10 years, you're going to be able to watch the Tier 1 championship and hopefully the Tier 2 championship on TV. We're back to the football now. Seattle has the ball, and in motion went number 19, and she got the ball for positive yards. She was gang tackled by New England. That was McCall carrying the ball. Again, Seattle's just running the ball and a little power football here, just very comfortable, just running time off the clock.
That's right. It's now 3rd and 3. For Seattle, they have the ball on New England's 28-yard line. 13:10 left to go in the fourth quarter.
Seattle breaks the huddle, coming up to the line. They have two receivers split to the left. Their standard backfield of two, and quarterback turns, hands off to 82 again. They're just pounding that ball up the middle for another first down for Seattle. New England defense is they just look tired, Julie.
Yeah, they do. And unfortunately for them, the clock just keeps running. Seattle keeps moving the ball, picking up yards every time. And they're now getting close to the red zone right now. They have the ball on the 21-yard line, 1st and 10. And Seattle's just doing what they do.
Seattle breaks the huddle. Split two out to the right, intercepting their backfield. Ball snapped, fake pitch, and a quick handoff to number 82, who just powers her way down to what looks to be the 13-yard line. Yeah, you definitely, as Seattle's defense gets more tired, number 82 is just pounding the ball. Jasmine Ariel, she's a big girl out there, and she's just driving down the field. Seattle breaks huddle, going with the same formation.
And up once again to Areola, taking the ball to the right side. Looks like she's going to get to about the 10-yard line. And that'll be another first down for Seattle. Clock is at 11:14 left to go in the game.
A nice championship. The IWFL calls it the World Championship game. World Championship because we have teams in from the IWFL that are based in Canada and a team based in Mexico and the rest of the teams in the United States. Therefore, you have Tier 1 Championship called the World Championship of the IWFL.
Not to mention the fact that teams also have players from other countries. The Quake have a player from Japan who has played in the league a long time. She's very famous in Japan, Betty Suzuki. She's played for the Quake for a number of years, an excellent player, and we're looking forward to watching her tonight. Looks like Seattle fumbled the ball right there on a handoff. The player was going to the right side. New England recovers. That's huge.
That is a big change in momentum there. Seattle looked to have the ball under control there and a fumble. New England's offense gets a chance now.
So New England gets the ball back deep in their territory, but that's definitely a positive note for them, not allowing Seattle to put more points up on the board. We have 10:25 left to go in the game. Seattle's up 14-0, but New England just is getting the ball back on the 10-yard line hopefully they'll be able to move the ball and put some points up on the board.
All right, New England has two receivers split out. They're in an I formation, two out to the left, one to the right. They're driving back the pass, a quick slant across the field, and it's caught by number nine for New England, and that's Donna Bruce. So New England right to their passing game.
What we talked about earlier about New England should start throwing some shorter passes worked right there. It looks like they did a quick slant. About 7-8 yards, and that was successful.
So it's 2nd and 2, ball on the 18. They're in the same formation. And they drop back to pass. She looks to her left, finds wide open number 24, Donovan, running down the field, and takes the ball down to the 30.
Looks like about the 36-yard line. So that's two quick pass plays for New England, really moving the ball. Got out of trouble from having their backs to their own end zone. They now have the ball on the 36-yard line, and they're driving.
This is what New England needs. With 9:27 left in the game, they've got to go to the quick pass offense and get the ball down there and get a quick score and get themselves back in this game. As we were talking about international players, there are several teams that have players that have come from overseas to play in the IWFL. So that's awesome. Women's football is a very fast-growing sport throughout the world. New England has the receiver split to the left and trips on the right. Lopez back to pass. She's pressured by the Seattle defense and decides to tuck it down and run. And she ends up getting a few yards on that. But the receivers were all covered. She had nobody to throw to.
That was a good decision by the quarterback to pull the ball down and just use her legs and get some yards on that. Her receivers were definitely covered. She had an opportunity to gain a few yards. She got out of bounds, and it looks like it'll be 2nd down and 6. So she gained 4 yards on that play.
So with 8:42 left in the game, New England has the ball on 40. They break the huddle. And it looks like they're going to go with trips to the right again. Single receiver set out to the left. Shotgun formation. Snap is off. Lopez looking. She has a wide open receiver, but the ball was tipped at the line of scrimmage. So incomplete. But she had receivers open. Who tipped that ball?
I didn't see who tipped it, but it might have been Keisha McCauley, number 22. The ball popped straight up in the air, and she dove and almost intercepted that ball, actually. So that was lucky for New England that that ball fell to the ground.
That was a really nice play by the Seattle defense because she definitely had receivers who were open, so the line came up big on that.
New England's been coming out with four receivers. The last couple of plays, it's been trips to the right and one to the left. Seattle's defense is playing at least 5 yards off. There's nobody right up on the line, so there's definitely some space for the receivers to catch the ball. It's just a matter of getting it to them.
So this time they come out with an I formation, two receivers to the right, one to the left. We have motion in the backfield. Lopez drops back, and she is sacked. Seattle's defense, number 13, got right in there and got all over her. So that's Heather Gilmore makes a big play for Seattle on that.
It looks like she came in unblocked on that one. That was a good blitz call by Seattle's defensive coordinator. She came straight in unblocked and didn't give the quarterback any time to even look for a receiver.
So it's going to be 4th and 13 with the ball on the 33-yard line of New England with 8:03 left in the fourth quarter. They're definitely going to punt this ball.
Unfortunately, they had a pretty good drive going, had a couple of really good pass plays, gained some yards, and that last play really put them in. I think that if it was a fourth and short, they definitely would have gone for it, but it's just too many yards to gain with a fourth and 13 on this play, so they're going to go ahead and punt the ball away with 7:35 left in the game.
Yeah, a little frustration starting to show in New England when their players came off the field, threw her helmet down. Not a good sign. Snap is off. The kick is good. And it's down to the, what looks to be the 47 of Seattle. So they'll have the ball with 7:16 left with a 14-point lead. It's never good to see players showing frustration and on the sidelines. Let's hope New England gets out there and
New England needs to stop right now. They can't allow Seattle to drive down the field before they stop them. They need to make Seattle go 3 and out on this play to give themselves any chance left in this game with only 7:16 left.
Looks like we have a timeout on the field. Both teams are getting some needed water as the sun has definitely come out and Texas weather has appeared here in this late in the second half here in Round Rock, Texas. At the IWFL Tier 2 North American Championship. Seattle Majestics, with their ground game, have pretty much controlled the majority of this game with some brief New England intensity offense passing the ball. Seattle is just grinding it out.
We want to thank everybody for listening in to us today. Hopefully we've done the game justice. This is the first time John and I have worked together in announcing a game. It's been a lot of fun, and hopefully everybody enjoyed listening to it. It's been an entertaining game to watch. Both teams moving the ball up and down the field. One team with a passing game, one team with a running game. And let's see what Seattle does on this play.
Seattle gets the ball in their formation with two to the left. They hand off to number 19. She takes it off the right side and gains a couple yards. Yes, the Independent Sports Network and BJ Coletta, want to give her a big thanks out there for allowing us this opportunity. WFBTalk.com. If you want to stay up to date on women's football, BJ does a wonderful job of keeping people informed out there. And she's definitely out there promoting women's football. And all the ladies playing definitely appreciate that.
It'll be 2nd down and 8 for Seattle from Seattle's own 49-yard line.
6:30 left in the fourth quarter. Seattle and their standard set here with two people to the left, two in the backfield, a quick handoff to number 82, their power back, and she just plows forward. Jasmine has had a pretty good game. Jasmine Areola, number 82.
Yeah, she has. They've really turned it over to her to just eat up some yards here in the fourth quarter. And she's ground and pound. She's getting it done. It'll be third and four for Seattle. They have the ball on New England's 47-yard line.
Seattle breaks the huddle up to the line of scrimmage. This time they put one receiver out to the right and one to the left. We have motion, Adrian Wilson, a quick handoff again to number 82, and she just powers forward for another first down. They're doing a great job of eating up the clock, Julie.
Yeah, they are. Number 82, just like we said before, ground and pound. She gained 5 yards on that play, picked up the first down, and it's now first and 10 for Seattle. New England's 42-yard line. 5:22 left to go in the game. Seattle's up 14-0. We want to let everybody know that John and I will also be announcing the All-Star game, which will be same time tomorrow, East versus West, and that should be a pretty entertaining game.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun, too. A lot of different women from the different teams throughout the IWFL. Definitely be enjoyable. Seattle has the ball up the line of scrimmage, two in the backfield, two out to the right, a quick handoff, and it looks like a big game for First Rider. She got about 8 yards on that. So it's going to end up being second and two on the 34 of New England with 4:25 left in the game, with Seattle leading 14-0. Yeah, I congratulate both these teams for making it to this game. As any player out there knows, it's a long fight throughout a season just to get to a championship game. So kudos to both teams for doing an excellent job getting here. Seattle up the line of scrimmage, two out to the right, Wilson in motion, quick handoff to 82, who just barrels down the middle of the field for a big gain there. Looks like she's actually gaining a little steam as we get later in the game here.
Yeah, she definitely looks determined. She's going to keep pounding that ball. It takes more than one player to take her down, that's for sure.
So another Seattle first down.
3:43 left to go in the game. Seattle has the ball first and 10 on New England's 29-yard line.
That New England defense has been out there a long time today. And they're just keep having to try and stop a run with a big back there. The Jessics come up to the ball. They have two in the backfield, two to the left. Number 19 goes in motion and takes the ball with a quick turn up the field and gains positive yards. Looks like she got about 3 yards on that carry, Julie.
Yes, she did. That was Jackie McCall for Seattle running that ball.
Well, the sun has definitely come out in full force now, so for the World Championship game later this evening, they'll have some nice weather as well.
It'll definitely be hotter for the game later on today, even though the game isn't until 7 o'clock. The time here is going to definitely heat up, and it gets even hotter down on that turf.
So we have a timeout. Looks like another official's timeout with 2:47 left in the game. Majestics leading 14-0 with the ball on New England's 22, second and 8. Both teams are just out there hydrating right now. Seattle's just going to keep doing what they've been doing all game, and that's just ground and pound. New England just hasn't been able to stop the running game.
No, they haven't. Seattle definitely focused on that all game, obviously for good reason. It's been working. They've had a couple of long runs, but most of the time the runs have been 3 or 4 yards, but they add up and you continue to get first downs and move the ball periodically down the field, and they've been able to put a couple of touchdowns on the board. So they came in with a good game plan. They knew what they were going to do, and it's been working.
Definitely has that. All right, we're back to football here. Seattle up to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers to the left. Two in the backfield. There. What are we waiting on? We're waiting on the officials here to there was a little confusion out there, it looked like to me. And it's a quick handoff to number 19, who goes around the right side and gains a few yards on that as well. They just keep moving the ball with 2:38 left in the fourth quarter.
It'll be third and four for Seattle from New England's 18-yard line. Looks like they might be letting the clock run down to the two-minute warning as we have 2:09, 2:08 left on the clock. They're not even in a huddle right now, so they're definitely going to let it run down to the two-minute warning.
Seattle's just happy they're not trying to do anything but run the clock out.
New England only has one timeout left, so with the ball, with it being third down and Seattle gets a first down on this play, they'd be able to take a knee and run the clock completely out.
So they'll definitely try to get that first down and seal up this game and walk away with the North American Championship. You know, this team is from New England. There might be some magic out there. You never know what happens. Those New England teams tend to create a little havoc when games get down to the wire sometimes and have those little miracles from Boston and such. What do you think?
Yeah, there's a few teams back in that area that have been pretty successful over time, so I would never count any team from New England out even towards the end of the game. One of the players on New England, number 24, Trisha Donovan, was asked yesterday if she felt more pressure being from the New England area. And she said, no, they felt no pressure. This game isn't for the New England area. It's for the name on the front of their jersey. And they just wanted to show that the New England intensity was a good, strong team. And I think they've shown that today.
Seattle's going with just a full backfield, no receivers, a handoff to number 82. Who breaks out to the left and has a big run into the end zone for a touchdown. That's going to about wrap it up for Seattle. She, nice to see her get in there at the end of the game there with a nice big run. She just powered it out to the left. And
Ariel has been a workhorse for Seattle in this fourth quarter. She definitely deserved to get in the end zone. She cut the ball to the outside and put on the Jets there, actually, and was able to outrun a couple of New England defenders to get into the end zone, spiked the ball in the end zone, cheered with her team, and now Seattle's up 20-0.
With a minute 50 left in the quarter, they're going to attempt the extra point. McCall's going back. Snap is good. The ball's up, and it's no good. That extra point will be no good. So it'll be Seattle. Majestics 20, New England intensity 0, a minute 50 left in the game. That about seals it up for Seattle there.
You would think so. With only a minute 50 left in the game, I think New England's going to need a good run back on this kick. We'll see if Seattle actually kicks it to them, or if they, the last couple of times they kicked the ball, they just kicked it out of bounds. So we'll see if they even give them an opportunity to run the ball. Otherwise, if they kick it out of bounds, New England will still start off with pretty good field position, and they're going to need a really quick score on this drive.
That is very true. Well, we're lining up for the kick. Now kicking it to our left, New England, set up on the right hash mark. Number two from Seattle, Crystal Brown, kicks it, and this time she kicked it deep, went through the hands of number 24, Donovan, and out of bounds at the 11-yard line of New England.
That was a big mistake by Donovan. It looked like she was expecting Seattle to kick it short and out of bounds. So as soon as the ball was kicked, she ran forward, and it ended up being kicked a little high on her. She ran forward, and the ball went over her head, kicked out of her hands, and bounced backwards for a large number of yards, ended up going out of bounds, and so now New England ends up starting deep in their own territory at the 11-yard line.
Yeah, if she'd let that ball go, it would have went out of bounds, and they could have asked them to re-kick, move them back 5 yards. But New England's going to start with a minute 45 left on their own 11-yard line. They have three out to the left, shotgun, one out to the, excuse me, that's three to the right, one to the left, and they throw a pass to number 81, and she gets out of bounds to stop the clock with 1:38. That was a short gain of about 6 yards, seven. And number 81, the receiver, appears to be injured.
She got out of bounds on that play, but I don't know if she got twisted or what exactly happened. She looks like she's in a lot of pain on the sideline there.
Yeah, never good, especially with only a minute 34 left in the game, to see a player get injured. And they're tending to her on the sideline. That's Brianna Lavelle with the New England Intensity.
Brianna was one of the players for New England that was selected for the All-Star team, which that game was, like we said, will be played tomorrow for anybody that wants to tune in and listen to that. There were several players on the New England team that were selected for the All-Star team, including Donna Bruce, Lisa Close, Jess Danielson, Charlene Casey, Erica Adams, and Torrance Brown are the other players for New England that were selected as All-Stars this season.
And for the Seattle Majestics, their All-Stars that were selected are Crystal Brown, Rachel Woods, Adrian Wilson, Adriana Campolo, Quisha McCauley, and Jasmine Areola. It looks like she's up, and they're helping her off the field. Looks like she was wearing a knee brace, but it looks like it's on her left side. She's kind of hobbling there. So I think hopefully she'll be all right. New England's back lining up. Again, they're going to go with two receivers out to the right and left, and they're going to go to shotgun. And they're going to throw the ball here, Julie.
I think there's a good chance they need to get some quick yards.
Lopez gets the snap. She throws a ball high, nearly picked off by Camille Head, number 80 of Seattle. And that'll leave us with 1:19 left in the game. Third and three, ball on the 18-yard line of New England.
You know, once again, the ball was a little overthrown. I don't know if New England's quarterback, Rebecca Lopez, is just nervous for this game, or if she's getting a lot of pressure in the backfield, exactly what's going on. But those longer balls down the field, she keeps overthrowing her receivers. Let's see if New England can get a first down on this play. Third and three, the ball on Seattle's 18-yard, or on New England's 18-yard line.
And they go with two receivers split out to the right and left. A quick snap to the quarterback, and they actually hand it off to the deep back, number 24, who is stopped in the backfield. It was actually number 44, excuse me.
Stopped in the backfield by 57, Jen Brown for Seattle, who had a little something to say to her after that tackle.
So we have 53 seconds left. It's fourth and four. Ball on New England 17. Well, it looks like your North American champions is going to be the Seattle Majestics, your 2011 North American champions, Seattle Majestics. We've got 23 seconds left in the game. New England's going to pump the ball. Camille heads back to receive the kick. The whistle is blown. The play is stopped dead.
Like delay a game on New England. Ball moved back 5 more yards.
With 14 seconds left in the game. So this will be the last play of the game, I would believe.
Yeah, we'll probably get maybe one offensive play for Seattle.
Again, another whistle. And we have not quite sure. Somebody call a timeout.
I mean, New England might have called the timeout on that one. I'm not really sure why.
New England called the timeout with 14 seconds left in the game.
Doesn't make sense to me that they would take a delay a game and then turn around and call a timeout, but regardless, it looks like they're going to go ahead and punt the ball after the timeout.
Interesting. Maybe they just had confusion and they want to talk it over and figure out what's up here. I'm not quite sure. It has to be that there was confusion and they just didn't want to give Seattle another score.
Once again, 14 seconds left on the clock. Fourth down for New England. Fourth and long. Now it looks like they actually may be bringing in an offensive play rather than punting the ball. So.
Well, maybe they're just going to go for a Hail Mary. They got two receivers to the left, two to the right. Shotgun formation, and Lopez just throws it up. And actually, number 24 catches it down the field. And they're going to have the ball. New England's going to have the ball on their own 47-yard line with 5 seconds left in the game. They're going to try to put some points on the board.
New England's got to watch because I believe once the chains are set, the clock's going to restart and time's going to run out. They're not going to get off another play, and they don't.
And they don't. The game's over. We saw that happen in the first half. So the game ends. Seattle Majestics 20, New England Intensity 0. Your North American Championship, Tier 2, Seattle Majestics for 2011.
Well, we want to thank everybody for listening into the game today, and we'll be signing off.
Make sure to watch the Tier 1 World Championship, FoxSportsSouthwest.com. Signing off from Round Rock.